Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is your Saturday morning entertainment show, and of course, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. Well, it's going to be extraordinary entertainment. Today, we're into March, and it's going to be the first one for the month of March. So welcome to March. January, February have gone past, they have now become history. And now we are marching on. Well, be as it may, we're here to provide you with great entertainment throughout the year and then some. Well, we hope to inform you, we hope to educate you, we hope to entertain you, and we'll do that by captivating your interest. And hopefully you'll be presented with laughter, and I sure more than ever you'll be in stitches. So stick and stay. You'll be better off for it. But once again, for all the listeners of the In Radio Land, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, it's Saturday morning. We are starting off your Saturday on a positive note in which you will be entertained. And just go ahead and say, for those who have not made it this morning, they did not wake up this morning, I'm going to say, to them, to God be the glory. God has never made a mistake. But for those who are with us, we urge you to go ahead and tell your neighbors and tell your friends that we are here, and we are going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. So as usual, we like to give thanks and praises. At least we woke this morning. We didn't have to wait this morning. And for those who are up, hopefully they're in their right minds. Well, blessed be your name, O God, the Most High, and glory to you. Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, pouring out of our hearts in gratitude and praise to you for your awesome and faithfulness to us. Your life, health, and strength, Lord, you have truly been wonderful, graceful, and merciful. You have taken us through the other 6 days of this week, and you have brought us to another weekend. Well, may your divine present protection and provision be our portion. Help us as we go through March to feel your presence near. Thank you for providing food to nourish our bodies. Thank you for our families, friends. Help us to tell of your love and remind others that Christ is soon coming. We've been hearing that for quite a long time, but Father, we're not taking it for granted. We know the coming of the Lord will be one day. Well, administer healing to the sick and suffering. Keep the company of those who are shut in. Father God, you know that the Antigua Care, they are providing for the shut-in and the less fortunate. So we're going to bless them this morning and ask that you continue to bless them in their ways of caring for people. Father, guide us with thy grace and instill wisdom and faith into our hearts. Forgive us for the wrongs we have committed in thought, word, and deed, because you would have said that's the way we would sin, through thought, word, and deed. And at all times, we have complained or murmured when things didn't go our way. Father, we want you to understand that we are only human. We are of the flesh, but we are none of the, but we would like to be Christ-like. Yes, Lord, well, keep us safe and secure as we lean on your everlasting arms. Bless our going out and our coming in today. Have thine own way, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, today being the fourth day of March, and as usual, we're here with you and we're going to give you your full 3 hours. I want to say welcome and good morning to co-host Cardinal Mills as well. You'll be hearing his voice a little later on. But for now, let's do a little house cleaning and some housekeeping. For the first hour, we know we normally give you something to inspire you. Hopefully, we have started in that vein through our prayer, recognizing that there's a greater one whom we know to be God. And we know that Son Jesus would have died on the cross for us. So at least we have started entertaining you in that fashion. But we'll continue up until 10 o'clock and be sure to inspire you with something that we hope will just move you along the way. In songs, be it in a comment or be it in a speech. As you know, Black History officially would have finished last month, but we here on this show, we recognize Black History Month every single month. So from time to time, you'll still hear us being Black conscious. So that is what this show is all about. So we just want you to understand that we are cognizant of the fact that life goes on and we are of different pigmentation, but we are still all human. At 10 o'clock, we will be having sports. David Maitland usually leads the way in that. We'll have it in brief because, of course, the heavyweight comes in at 6 p.m. tomorrow afternoon until 9, and they will put the trimmings onto what disseminate here this morning, 10 o'clock. Of course, birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date comes your way, and that will be coming to your way. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. That's Ma Ruby's son, and Ma Ruby is of blessed memory. He would have gone on to be with the Lord. And of course, Cardinal will come on in and hail his many fans, the special fans, I should say. We'll watch and wait and see if he has any newcomers or if anyone would have been dropped off of the list. Of course, we'll listen for Cardinal's commentary that will be coming up before the end of the show. But of course, the Antigua K comes away at 10:45. It's going to heal the world and for the humanitarian efforts, especially over there in Antigua and Barbuda. Of course, at 11 o'clock, normally we have an open line time where you too can be a part of the conversation, 563-999-3693. You'll just push the one and you'll be recognized and you'll be allowed to speak. We just ask you to respect yourself, respect others, and just keep your conversation within broadcast standard. And of course, we'll be on our way to having a really, really good show. Well, I just want to say good morning. Leon has told me that he would be in a little later. He has something to do this morning. But nonetheless, he's here with us in spirit. We have Cardinal, who's listening up over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But of course, we have Matrice with us, and of course we're going to be having Donna with us shortly. So Matrice, you would want to tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods, and of course you have to give us an update about Mama Bobsy. Good morning, my dear. How are thou?
Good morning, Ivor, and how are you?
Oh, I am doing well, and I'm giving God all the praises, all the thanks. And you?
That's good. Could be better, but I'm not complaining. So I give God thanks and praise for life. He raised me up this morning, so okay. I'm happy. But anyway, we're here in our neck of the woods with some kind of weather that I have no idea how to explain it. So I'm just going to adapt to it because it's still winter time. Mother Bob, she's doing okay, and she got a clean bill of health yesterday, so she's much better than I am. So we give God thanks for that. And I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. Hope you all are doing well, wake up and had a good night's rest, and so be positive today and move forward. And I would love to send some condolences to our lovely fan favorite, Miss Kathleen. She has a death in her family, and I would just like to say sincere condolences to her. I'd like to leave her with a scripture from Isaiah 25, verse 8, and it goes like this. It says, "He will swallow up death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah will wipe tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for Jehovah himself has spoken it." So I just want her to know that Jehovah is always there. He will comfort you and your family. And just know that we here have you in our prayers. and all sorts. And so stay strong, chin up, and be strong for the rest of the family. God's blessing.
Yes, okay? Of course. Yes, Matrice, thank you for that. And thanks for that reminder as well. I just learned of that this morning myself. So, Kathleen, you're on the mainland here, over there in North Carolina. You're back in safely. That's my understanding. Well, I hope that you stay, even under circumstances, will be one of upliftment, and you will bring some comfort to those around you who are bereaved at this time. And on your return, I wish you safe passage. Well, we have with us this morning for a little while, again, as usual, one of our ardent fans, Sister Donna. Good morning, Donna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Very well.
You're sounding good. Sounds like a fresh of the fresh air coming in from New York. So we have made it to another Saturday and into March, as a matter of fact. So we're marching on.
Yes.
Okay. We know you're busy woman. So let's just let the folks hear what you have to offer this morning on the Caribbean Global Voices Entertainment Show this morning. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Good morning. Yes, I heard Marty speak about some bereavement. I didn't catch exactly what she was saying. So,
Kathleen.
Whoever it is that is bereaved. Kathleen?
That's Kathleen. Kathleen, yes. Our very own Kathleen.
She has
yes.
a question of family?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, condolences to Kathleen. Passing of who? Her sister, her mom? Who?
Aunt. Her aunt.
Aunt, her aunt, okay. And the passing of her aunt, okay. May you be cheered up with all your families around you. And I'm going to say good morning to Marcus, to Leon. And who else do we have on? Do we have Dennis?
Dennis Dover in England. He said he'll call me later. Kind of listening up.
Okay,
yeah,
so good morning
time,
to
though.
All. I won't be out for very long as I leave here shortly.
Yeah, no, when you hit the subway, you'll log off. But you can always call back when you get out of the subway.
Yeah, once I reach the other side, I'll log back in until I clock in.
No problem. We appreciate you. And, do your work diligently. Work smart, not hard. You know, whatever you do, do it to the best. Ability. I always tell my kids, if you're going to clean a doodle, man, be the best doodle cleaner you can be, because you would have chosen to do that, I would imagine. So, well, folks, you know, we're here every Saturday, and we promise to always bring you something to uplift you. But we'll remember Kathleen at this very, very moment. Hopefully she's listening up at this time over there in North Carolina. And we just call for a few good men. Let's start off the proceedings here with the Doe brothers, because you're looking for a few good men. And the men here covers women as well. So we just shorten it and say men instead of women.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God, who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle. A man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men. for love and pride. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and are afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few.
But
Yes, indeed. We'll jump up with Jesus. Sweet Jesus. That's Calypso Rose there with some up-tempo there singing for Jesus. Again, we want to reach out to Kathleen and saying, well, we are with you in spirit. Hopefully you're keeping your chin up. And I would always say, God has never made a mistake. He has afforded your aunt some wings. She accepted the wings and she has gone on to become an angel. So she's with the Lord. This one is going to be especially for her. She loves this one. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Psalm 34.
The Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corvette cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from my enemy. The Son of God, around His name, He will deliver them, He will deliver.
home. Praise the Most High God every day with your whole heart and desire.
Do 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 do
Psalms 23. I just want to say a pleasant good morning, and now it's afternoon over there in the UK, to Mr. Dennis Heat, who is with us listening up and has a gathering there with him also. We want to thank you for that. And as we all know, and if you don't know, we always assume that there's someone new who is listening up, so I want to welcome you as well. Well, Dennis Heath, he's over in England, and he's going to be burying his mother shortly. So just want to send our condolences to him and all who left the moon. We're so sorry for your loss, Mr. Heath. You know, our prayers, hopefully they're holding you up, and they're, you know, that we're there with you. We're grieving with you in spirit. It's never easy to lose a loved one, never mind a mother. Can be one, as long as you've left Mother Earth. Somehow we do not seem to come to terms with that departure. But if we would just be comforted knowing that God has never made a mistake and there is life after death, I think that alone will be able to console us. So we want to wish you comfort, and remember the kind spirits that was. She was of your mom. She must have had a kind spirit. After all, she would have produced a loving son and a kind-hearted man as you are. So we want to say condolences on your loss. So, and that's from all of us here at the Caribbean Global Voices, and by extension, the Cricket Show as well. So, and it goes for Kathleen as well. So both of you have our deepest sympathies, because we are tremendously saddened by your loss. And that's coming from, like I said, all of us who would have come into contact with both yourself, that's Dennis Heath, and Kathleen, because she too has traveled here to the mainland to send off her aunt who would have passed. So let's see. I'm going to ask you to ride out your storm. George Nooks, come on. This one is especially for Dennis Heath and Kathleen at this time. And only last week we learned of Tashara's death in her family as well. Her uncle would have passed. So we're having a lot of relatives or people who would have known who are grieving at this time. But again, be comforted. We are grieving with you. Ride out your storm. footprints in the sand. That's when you've been carried by the Lord. Well, there's a place up there for people like those who would have
forgotten. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. When your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Life was reckless, until I obey them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised you'd never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call.
because you loved me.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Because you love me. Yes, well, folks, we've come to the end of our inspirational portion this morning. I truly, truly hope you have enjoyed the selection played. And with this, we're going to go on into sports. We are at the top of the hour, and we have David Maitland standing by for that. So let's have an interlude here.
Versus Wolves. at the 10 o'clock game today. And at 12:30, we have Leicester City versus Southampton. Tomorrow, we have Nottingham Forest versus Everton. At 11:30 tomorrow, they should be humping off a game, which is Liverpool, which is my brother's team, versus my son and I team, Man U, at 11:30. So that should be a humping off a game. And hopefully, we will have bragging rights, because whenever Man U wins, my son gives him a hard time there. So let's hope he doesn't go down tomorrow, because he's going to be in for a week. And on the 6th, Brentford versus Fulham. So that's what's happening in the Premier League. It is a very tight one there, where Arsenal is up on top. They're on some 60 points. Followed closely by Man U on 68. Manchester City on 58. And Man U on 49. But both Arsenal and Manchester City play two games more than Man U, who is on 49. Tottenham is come next on 4th and 46. Newcastle is 5th and 41. Liverpool is at 6th and 39. Fulham is at 7th and 39 also. Brighton is at 8th with 36. Brentford is at 9th with 35. And Chelsea at 10th. With 32 points. So that's what's happening into the Premier League there, Ivan. I'm going to give you some scores on the NBA. With Orlando Magic versus the Hornets. Magic 117, Hornets 106. Trailblazers versus Hawks. Hawks 129, Trailblazers 111, Nets versus Celtic, Nets 115, Celtic 105, Knicks versus the Heat, Knicks 122, Heat 120, the Sun versus the Bulls, the Sun 125, the Bulls 104, Jazz versus the Thunder, The Thunder 130, Jazz 103, Grizzlies versus the Nuggets is 113 versus Grizzlies 97, Pelicans versus the Warriors, 108, the Pelicans 99, Clippers versus the Kings. They look like it was a humping off a game, because the Kings only won by a point. They're 128 versus 127 for the Clippers. The Timberwolves and the Lakers. Timberwolves 110. Lakers 102. We turn to cricket, Ivan. The England-New Zealand game. That was a humping off a game, because, you know, teams that are forced to follow on never seem to come back and win a game. And this game, as I said, was a humbing here because New Zealand come back and win that game against England. England batted first, they made 335 for 8 to clear. They're playing some exceptional cricket with Harry Brooke. This gentleman looked like he's playing a T20 game. He made 186 and 170 balls. He has 24 fours and 5 sixes. Those 153 not out, 10 four and 3 sixes. Bowling for New Zealand, Mark Henry got 4 for 100, so he scored a century. In that innings also, the two wickets going to Michael Bracewell, 2 for 54. When New Zealand batted, they only could muster 209. The 73 going to Tim Southey, the captain. He got it from 49 balls with 5 fours and 6 sixes. 38 to Tom Blundell and 35 to Tom Latham and Harry Nichols getting 30. Bowling for England, Stuart Broad got 4 for 61. James Anderson getting 3 for 37. And Jack Lees getting 3 for 80. New Zealand was supposed to follow on. They came up trumps this time, making 483 with the former skipper, Kane Williamson, getting 132, 90 from Tom Blundell, 83 from Tom Latham, 61 from Devon Conway, and 54 from Daryl Mitchell. So those guys came up as a team of trumps, and England was made to toil, with Jack Leach getting 5 for 157. So he also scored a century. In England batted, they said they lost the game by 1 run. They made 256 all out, with 95 going to Joe Root, 35 going to Ben Foulkes. Ben Stokes and Ben Duffett each made 33 and 24 to Zach Crawley. Harry Brooke, he was run out without facing a ball for a duck in that match. And I can tell you, if that gentleman had batted, it would have been a different game. But I'm bowling for New Zealand, Neil Wagner got 4 for 62. 3 for 45 for Tim Southey, and 2 for 72 for Matt Enwood. So that was a home ding of a game. Well, also, there is a the series between India and Australia seem to be going back and forth. And this third test match did not seem to differ. And I am saying that if they were playing in the Caribbean and pitches like those was produced in the Caribbean, they'll be all over the West Indies and the West Indies board in reference to these, because none of these three pitches that they played on the first three test matches deserve for cricket to be played on. So it's like a dust bowl in each of these test matches. And it's a shame that these guys get away with these things. As I said, if it was in the Caribbean, we would have had all kind of upheaval. With this third test match that played between England and Australia, Australia batted first and made 177 all out. 49 went to Marcus Lovershane, 37 went to Steve Smith, who incidentally is the captain in this match. Alex Carey getting 36 and 31 made it. Peter Edgecombe bowling for India. Jadeja getting 5 for 47. And there's 3 for 42 for Ashwin. In India batted, they made this. Is this a test match? 400? Am I reading the right? No. I think I might be in the wrong test match here. However, Ivor, that might be the wrong test match that I was reading from. I wanted to the third test match. Okay. All right. So I guess I'll turn to the West Indies versus South Africa game and come back to that India game there. They just played one test, which South Africa won. And in this test match, our batting and fielding let us down, Ivan. The bowlers came back into the afternoon session, the first part of the first day, and bowled pretty well. They didn't bowl well in the first part of the game. They let South Africa get off to a flyer, and it cost them this game. South Africa batted first, made 342 with Adrian Markham getting 115. Dean Elgar, which was dropped in the field before, I think he reached 5, he got 71. So those were the main score. There were some 20s in the game, with extras alone making up 29, 28 to Tony DeZore. So when West Indies, Azari Joseph made a bowl, and he got 5 for 81. He was the pick of the bowler there. So when West Indies batted, it could only muster 212, with 62 going to Raymond Reefer, and 37 to Jermaine Blackwood. But those were the main contributors. Bowling for South Africa, office, you know, Noki, he got 5 for 36, 2 wickets each to Gerald Cotes and Keith Rabada. You got 2 for 45 and 46 respectively for both gentlemen. When South Africa batted in the second innings, they were blown away for 116 either. If it was not for that first innings lead that they have, this game would have been a lot tighter. With Markham again top scoring with 47 and 22. Gerald Cotes, he got 20. Shamar Roach getting 5 for 47 from some 10 overs. 2 for Alzara Joseph, 2 for 30, and Jason Oler getting 2 for 7 from some 7 overs. And I'm telling you, I have never seen a display of poor batting. The gentleman that opened, Pignaran Chandrapal, I don't know what this gentleman was thinking in playing a shot that he played, because he must have been in a submarine or something where he put up his bat like a periscope to see what's going on out there, because that's where the ball hit. The ball hit the bottom of the bat when he played that hook shot. I mean, way over his head. And I see it happen before. That he down there in New Zealand, a couple of balls bounced at him, and a couple of balls struck him, and he just started swinging like a madman. So if he's opening, he can't be playing like that. And I think his dad would sit him down and talk to him about his style of batting, because everyone's going to keep coming at him like that. He's an opening batsman, and he should expect that he's going to get some shots with bowling. He should expect that he's going to probably get some hits. But that's a part of the job that you're in. So we only could make 159. Jermaine Blackwood, again, getting 79. And he had played some shots there to get that run and get them close. That was the main contributor there. But I can say that, you know, our batting failed us miserably in that match. Keith Rabada getting 6 for 50 and from 15 overs, 2 for Martha Jensen from 7. So we lost that match there, Ivan. As I said, due to poor batting. I mean, very poor batting, Ivan. So, you know, the selectors that need to look, and I think somebody needs to sit down, Mr. Tangerine Chandrapal, and pigeon around China Paul, I should say, and talk to him about his battle. Now back to this test match we have with Australia and India. The series is now 2-1 in favor of India. That said, all three test matches were played on Dust Bowl. And if it was in India, that game being played, then all kind of upheaval would have happened. Now India batted first and made 109 in some 33.2 overs with 22, the top scorer, Virat Kohli, 22, from some 52 balls. Next is Shubman Gill with 21 from 18. And as I said, there's a couple of other figures there. But can you imagine 109 all out? Now, when bowling Australia, Matthew Kumar, he had 5 for 16 from 9 overs. And what's that going on down there? Oh, I didn't know. And Nathan Lyon getting 3 for 35. I'm sorry, I was just talking to my wife. I forgot that I'm still on here. I was just saying something to my wife because I heard something downstairs. Now, when Australia batted, they made 197. Khawaja getting 60. And 31 going to Marcus Levershain. 26 to Steve Smith and 21 to Cameron Green. Bowling for India, again, the spinners will be dominating. You get 4 for 78 from that JJ and 3 for 12 from Yumish Yadav and Ashwin getting 3 for 44. When India batted in their second innings, they made 163 with Pujara getting 59, 26 from Krish Iyer, and those were the main contributor there in that 163. Nathan Lyon getting 8 for 64, from 23.3 over, including a maiden. So here is it, another spinner dominated. First inning, 7 wicket went to the spinners for India. Now, Australia only needed 78 to win that game. They made it pretty easily after Khawaja got out for a duck. Travis Head getting 49 not out and Levershain getting 28 not out. So as I said, I think, and this is my opinion, and that if it was played somewhere else, would have a lot of upheaval in reference to that game. Now, England is also over there playing Bangladesh in a T20 series. And they're up 2-0 in those matches. And they seem to be running away with it there. There are two teams playing. The second match that they played, they made 326 for 7 with Jason Roy getting 132 from 124 ball. He has 18 fours and a 6. 76 to Josh Butler from 64. He has 5 fours and 2 sixes. 42 to Moeen Ali. 33 to Sam Curran. 33 not out. 326 for 7. The pick of the bowlers for Bangladesh is Tazkin Ahmed getting 3 for 66 and Mindy Hassan Miraj getting 2 for 73 from his head. And when Bangladesh batted, they could only muster 194 with 58 going to Shakib Al-Hassan. 58 was from 69 ball with 5 fours. 35 to Tammy Iqbal. 32 to Mamadoula. And 23 to Asif Hussain. So those were the main contributors there. Bowling for England. Sam Curran got 5 for 29 from some 6.4 overs. And Rashid Khan. I'm sorry. Adil Rashid getting 4 for 45 from 10. So that series over there, as I said, England already finished that series there, Ivor. That's what's happening there. Now, I would like to turn to the West Indies. I thought I'd pull up their squad. I was looking for the their squad that I have, West Indies team. West Indies, and their squad down that's going to play the ODI down there, ODI and T20 after this test series is finished. I think it's a two test series. So the ODI squad is Shea Hope, captain, Rahman Powell, vice captain, Samar Brooks, Yannick Carrier, Casey Carty, Ralston Chase, Shannon Gabriel, Jason Holder, Akil Hussain, Brandon King, Kyle Mears, Nicholas Puran, Ramirez Shepherd, and Odin Smith. So that's the ODI squad there, Ivor. We turn to the T20 squad that will follow also down after these tests and one day. Rahman Powell, captain. Kyle Mears, vice captain. Samar Brooks. Yannick Carrier. Johnson Charles. Sheldon Cottrell. Jason Holder, Akil Hussain, Azari Joseph, Brandon King, Obid McCoy, Nicholas Puran, Raymond Reefer, Kamaria Shepherd, and Odin Smith. I think this squad here could also include Shea Hope in there. Because seeing him playing T20s, he's a gentleman that is seemed to be could play. I think he should actually be playing all three formats. You know, but I say again, that's my opinion. But that's what's happening on that front there, international. We now turn to local cricket. What's happening here? And this week, Ivor, the playoff starts for the South Florida Premier League. And we have some... We have some 8 matches on tap for coming up Sunday. We have versus Challenger. That's at Tradewind Park. As this is the quarterfinal.
With the attorneys and the surveyors in Nevis.
Yeah. And that starts at 9.
Complete all the necessary documents to move the transfer.
Florida Tigers.
Point of information.
Somebody has some background on
that. Once that transfer document is filed, each beneficiary.
Merge Grove versus Florida Tigers at Grand Piccolo Park South. That's at 10. PCC Googlies versus Coconut Creek. That's at. PCC, BCC, that's going to be the PCC Googly game at Coconut Creek is at Central Broad Regional Park 3 and 4. Mega Blaster versus Palm Beach Hurricane, that's at Grand Calone North. St. Best versus Palm Beach Gladiator, that's at the Sports Park, the Lauderdale Sports Park. Atlantic versus Titan, that's at John Prince. Tufan versus Underdogs, that at Matt Brown. And finally, Kendall Star versus South Florida Sunrisers. That is at 3 o'clock at Tradewinds Park. So they have two games at Trading Park, they had to shift around the schedule because originally they had matches at Miramar. Miramar is not available for this week. They just found out. So they ended up having to shift those games, and those games are spread out. So they reworked the schedule, they disqualified the schedule. So we're urging the public and the listeners to go out and support their favorite team out there playing in the South side of the Premier League. We also, as you know, we have the Pakistan Super League is presently being played. We have a whole lot of cricket, both international, local, and I must also mention the South Florida Softball League. They have a Friday night schedule. When it's playing, they're playing T10 on a Friday at Oswald Park. They started off last night. The Lauderdale Night Cricket also is going down to a T10 format that starts on the 18th of March. So as soon as I get some, I think there was some game that was sent in reference to that night cricket there. I think there was a schedule that was sent out for that. I'm trying to see if next week I'll have that schedule for sure, Ivor. Yeah, in reference to that schedule, but I know it's slated to start on the 18th, and they're going down to a T10 format. Okay, Ivor, so that's going to be it. There's sports in as brief as possible. I know I might have cut into Cardinal time a little. I'm sorry. But, you know, there was a lot of...
Good morning, and thank you for your... You know, appreciate you coming in and give us a complete sports update. For all the listeners who might want to listen to one way or the other. Let me say good morning to Dennis and Leon, if you're in, and let me say good morning to Marches. Let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Yes, you know, it's entertainment for your entertainment. And, you know, we are always grateful and cordial to. Let me just go right ahead because I think Lenny or Dawn might be up in a few minutes. We don't know where Dawn is because we know she had a funeral earlier this week, but Levy might be coming in. So let me say good morning as well to the special fans, and I'm going to start right there up in New York. I'm going to say good morning to Marcus, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobby. Hoping that, you know, we're going to soon have daylight saving times and hopefully more sunshine for the people in New York and all those different cold places. Do your best with that. And David, you might soon have the young fellow taking his cold back up with him as it gets warmer in that region. And say good morning to the people over in St. Martin. Say good morning to Irma. And my technician, Carlos, good morning to you. And good morning to all the fans over there in St. Martin. I'm showing that they're breathing down from the carnival celebrations over in Marigot. And, you know, they're going to be the carnival after party at St. Martin. Very party people. So we say great good morning to them and hoping that they're having a party and a great time. Unfortunately, we don't do the same thing around here. You know, we got bad news over the course. Okay. We got good weather, beautiful weather, but bad news. mean, I just learned earlier this week that for 2023, we've had 9 murders so far between St. Thomas and St. Croix. That's massive for a region of, 100,000 people. That is massive. Anyway, let's hope for the best. That doesn't happen in St. Martin because they go out and they party, they have fun, they laugh, they drink, and whatever else, go home to sleep and come back and do the same thing. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. I'm going to look at St. Kitts, really do much of the same thing and say good morning to Lynette and hoping that she's having a grand time over there. They just got political discussion and rivalry and contest over there in St. Martin and sometimes in St. Kitts. And sometimes Lynette brings us a little bit of news. Forced out by Ivor, of course. About that. Good morning, Lynette. I'm hoping that you're having a great time over there in this sunshine and beautiful weather. Good morning to the people in Nevis, Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I also got to say, while I'm in Nevis, I got to say good morning to my classmate, Cecilia, who is, think it's still vacation in Nevis, and that is enviable. And I'm going to say, good morning to my classmate, Earl Sargent. Earl and a gentleman. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in Nevis. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And I'm also going to say good morning to Michelle, who I'm hoping enjoying a little bit of good weather. They got the weather like you up there in New York as well. But they seem to be enjoying it. They're accustomed to that. That's all. Good morning, Michelle. And Michelle, of course, is continuing to ask for her daily dose of calypso. We'll get her on to you, Michelle, and she'll bless you. Good morning, Omel. And hoping that you're having a great time with us. If it's cold, we've got sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to come across the channel and we'll say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we are with the brother as he faces his challenges, hoping that he will pull through this all and be here with us again on a regular basis. I'm going to say good morning to Margaret Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to the people up in Georgia, particularly Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. Hoping that you're having a great time over there in Georgia. And then I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. You know, I get to do a little friendly exchange and laughter with Yvonne, and I know she's in a good mood. So she brings some sunshine to the forefront. I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, and Kathleen is traveling today. I'm also going to convey my condolences to Kathleen on the passing of our dear aunt. So she's traveling to attend Lou's funeral proceeding. If all goes well. And with that said, let me say good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. With that said, let me play Michelle her calypso. I hope she likes this one. She's liking the. I'm hope she's gonna let me know whether she likes this one. This is one of my favorites. I'm gonna play. Let me see if I can. If at all, let me see if I can make it one of her favorites. What are we going to play for you, Michelle? You want a calypso every Saturday. And here is it.
Hi.
Okay, we should be expecting Debbie to be coming in anytime now. And maybe I should check to see if they sent me a note to let me know whether or not they are coming in today. Okay.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
expecting.
Hello, good morning.
Dawn. Hi.
Debbie.
Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
How are you today?
We are doing well so far. And how are you?
On behalf of Auntie and Bobby, the kids, we want to wish everyone a happy Saturday. We want to extend our condolences to Travis Brown, who lost his father this week. So he's in Antigua now, burying both his mom and his dad. Next Saturday, I will have the logistics of the funeral. I think it's going to be on March the 15th, if I'm correct, but I want to make sure. But we want to offer him and his family, his sister and his brothers, his three boys and one girl, our condolences on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Cares. Travis Brown has been one of the founding members of Antigua and Barbuda Cares, so we hold him dear to our hearts. And Dawn buried her mom on last Monday on the 27th, and our prayers are also still with her family at this time of bereavement. Had a beautiful send-off and all the clips and stuff that was shown. Touch our hearts daily. And we just want to let them know that God got it. And, you know, when it comes to this type of thing, it's hard for us to say that we're asking for anything on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Cares. So I just wanted to say our condolences to, you know, Travis and his mom and his dad passing, and on Dawn and burying her mom. And rest assured that we'll have bigger and better things at another time that we can announce. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell, and I want to, if you would like to reach out to me, I'm at 845-820-6598 or DebbieCampbellNYC@AOL.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, for coming in. And we also convey our condolences to the families who are in the midst of their bereavement at this time. And, you know, in as much as you may not say, we're gonna make it our business to share in the endeavor to see to it that Antigua and Barbuda Care meets its goals, meets its objectives in its efforts to heal the destitution. The destitution that our fellowmen experience, and they're beginning with at home in Antigua and Barbuda. And we're asking our listeners to contact her, join the effort to assist them in their little way of trying to heal the world. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Antigua and Barbuda Care, from the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, Caribbean Global Voices. Thank you.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. up for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place. Out of Pennsylvania took office in 1797.
John Adams was inaugurated as second president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, the second vice president. In 1826, the first U.S. railroad was chartered, Greenwich Railway, in Quincy, Massachusetts. In 1837, Chicago becomes incorporated as a city. In 1861, Abraham Lincoln is inaugurated as the 16th president of the United States. In 1881, California becomes the first state to pass plant quarantine legislation. Also in 1881, Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson, I wonder if he's related to Audley. I got to make clear that with Audley. Begin their first case together in a study in Scarlet. In 1882, Britain's first electric tram run London. In 1901, the first advanced copy of the inaugural speech, the Jefferson National Intelligencer. In 1908, primary school catches fire in Collingwood, Ohio. 180 people were killed. In 1913, New York Yankees are the first to train outside the United States in Bermuda, that was. In 1918, U.S. Army faces Cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, becomes the first documented military case of the Spanish flu, the start of the worldwide pandemic, killing 50 to 100 million people. In 1929, and that started on March 4th, wow. In 1929, Republican Charles Curtis becomes the first Native American to be vice president of the United States. In 1931, Australian cricketer Dan Bradman is bowled for a rare first ball duck by West Indian Herman Griffith, who took 4 for 50 on the last day of the fifth test versus West Indies. Australia versus West Indies in Sydney, when West Indies beat Australia for the first time by 30 runs. Remember that. In 1949, Security Council of the UN recommended membership for Israel. Wow, that was quick, isn't it? Israel was planted in 1948. In 1949, here's a plea for them to enter the UN. In 1966, John Lennon says, "We are more popular than Jesus," and people went out of their mind. They didn't just say, "Well, that's your opinion, we think." In 1968, boxer Joe Frazier takes his heavyweight record to 20-0 and captures vacant world heavyweight title when he stops Buster Mathis in the 11th round. TKO, technical knockout at Madison Square Garden in New York. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 4th, 2023. Next, let me just say it right now. My sister Evelyn is listening. Next Saturday is the birthday of my sister, my dear sister Yvonne, on March 11th. Happy birthday, Yvonne, right ahead of time. Now, if I forget somewhere down the line, I wouldn't give Ivor any opportunity to say, "Good for you," or whatever he does say when he gets around to things like that. Anyway, here is something else that I'm going to... I don't think I gave Michelle my intentional... Calypso, but I'll give myself another chance to make sure that she's happy. Hi there, Michelle. Here we come. I'm gonna give you Crossfire.
Oh gosh, I'm the A.
Let it new, pretty 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 new, pretty
Yes, that was Crossfire, bringing you a little bit of heat there. If you feel cold, warm if you're not too cold, and excitement if you're down. Now, I'm going to make a little commentary here, and I'm hoping that because of these two little elements that I'm going to bring forth, that there are people who are going to be, you know, just dying to get in on this conversation. Over in Tennessee, a state representative, a state lawmaker, Representative Paul Sherrill, was to introduce hanging from a tree as part of the law for the execution of death row inmates. Let me take this from the beginning. This senator, they're having problems right now getting the substances that they use to kill people, to murder people, on the premise that these people have committed crimes that warrant murdering them. We call it the death penalty. Now, they do it now by what is called lethal injection. Because they're having problems getting substances, the chemicals that they need to do this, the state of Tennessee is considering firing squads as a reasonable alternative. This senator, Senator Paul Sherrill, calls for an amendment of the bill to include hanging from a tree in the public place as a method execution to be legalized in Tennessee. Now, I'm thinking, in the 21st century. Now, we if you take this all back to the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th centuries, if you take this back 600 years, when people were murdered by the guillotine, you know, that's the French kind of thing, when people were not murdered by putting their head on a chopping block and somebody stand over them with a axe, with an axe or a sword and chop off their head in the public place, when hanging from what was called the gallows was done in public, you're talking 600 years back. We are supposed to have come to a point of civilization where some people have begun to say that, well, we shouldn't even be killing people. Never mind slaughtering them in a public place. Now, this senator is longing for the good old days, maybe what his father and his grandfather told him. Maybe he's seen some of it himself or has done some of it himself and have felt the excitement of what it's like to see someone hanging from a tree in a public space. And my question is, what manner of man is this? What could be the nature of this man's psyche that he would even think of promoting or even suggesting something like this? Now, this was the method for killing black people in the course of the development of the United States. You know, black man walks along the streets. Now they do it by the bullet. Black man walks along the street, you don't like the way he walks, you don't like the way he looks at you, so you grab him, you put him in a tree, you put a noose around his neck, put him in a tree and hang him, you know, just string him up. sometimes he would rest in the police headquarters for a while until you can gather up your people and say there is going to be a public hanging of a nigger. And so you are all invited to enjoy this wonderful, this man is having nostalgia. He's longing for those days when he can stand in the public place and have a party around murdering somebody. And that's not all. This man is in a position, authority, lawmaking, and decision-making. So which means that he is representing a swath of the society, a section of the society, not just himself, he's representing a section of the society, those that voted for him, in making these suggestions. So you have to see that it's not only his suggestion, but of those who he represents. Because up to now, I haven't heard a word about any of them calling for his resignation. So which means they support that. I have not heard the media going crazy about him even suggesting things like this, as compared to when they knew they went crazy saying the Jews are upset because Kyrie Irving says, look at this video and try to make a determination of who is that. What's that? Look, just look at this video. The video says, try to make a determination of who the real Jews are. Kyrie Irving did not add that to his thing. He just said, look at this video. And it was all over the news. The media went crazy. The NBA went crazy and telling to submit himself in subservience to the authority of the NBA and show his subservience to the Jews at that. Now this man in a public space, having the power of the state, can make a statement like that and nobody find it funny. Nobody find it strange. Nobody find it revolting because the media is really, really quiet on this. I'm not seeing the expression. Now, I'm going to juxtapose this against something that I saw earlier this week. And let's see how these two things reconcile. Because over there in Atlanta, I don't know if I've ever heard him, the former Atlanta fire chief, Mr. Kelvin Cochran, in giving a speech in commemoration of Black History, he says, and that gathering was organized by the Commissioner of Labor. Former Fire Chief Cochran, Kelvin Cochran, thanks God for slavery, which he says was ordained by God to rescue Black people from Africa and bring them into the wonderful graces of America. Now, I always said, now, could you imagine that? For someone to stop and say the brutality of the Atlantic slave trade, the brutality of the plantation is better for us than if we remain in Africa, in our culture, in our space, on our land. The brutality of all that was ordained by God to save us. Now, I've always argued that the
more black people became slaves after emancipation than there were slaves before emancipation. Because what the architects of slavery did was, over the years, they modified slavery, never really dismantling it, but they modified it over the years to make it more attractive to the enslaved, and the enslaved people attraction. Because, you know, slavery is not just an attempt to restrain and control the body. It's an attempt to, it extends its efforts to controlling the mind as well. And Mr. Cochran's remarks is a clear example of the success of slavery in controlling the mind. Mr. Cochran wants us to think that his illustrious position, social position, as fire chief and whatever position he's old now, is to be honored. And he wants us to think that our subservience is essential to our success. That is the mind of a slave. That is the mind that validates terms and conditions of his enslavement. And that is tragic. You know, the thing is that sentiments like this coming from people like Mr. Cochran is music to white people's ears. They must be over the moon in recognizing we got hope. In spite of our failures in controlling the minds of our black people, we got hope. Because here we have, in the 21st century, we have a black man who is the victim of slavery, glorifying and praising it, saying his own self-determination could not be as good as the control of another, regardless of the brutality that control, through which the brutality through which that control was exercised. Man, this is a real tragedy. Yeah, well, the lines are open. Come on in, stick your hand up.
Hello, morning. Hello?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, hey morning. Good morning, Cardinal. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well, too. Giving thanks.
And how is Saint and how is Saint Kitts?
I think it's nice and sunny, a little overcast, but sun out there, but, you know, nice breeze. So it's not hot. It's all right. It's good. And when I see all the snow, my sister sent me that they have in Canada, I say, well, I'm in paradise.
Okay.
A lot of snow. Oh, my goodness.
I'm hoping you're not like us. You've got beautiful weather, but a lot of sad news. Like you heard me mention earlier, if you were listening, I talk about the fact that here in the Virgin Islands, we've had 9 murders for the year.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. I think we have 5. But last night, I just read there, we had some shooting. Seems as though it's domestic. But that's sad too, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think the person is in hospital. I don't know. I haven't heard that if she passed. But whatever it is, I mean, the young people just need to just stop it now. They just need to stop it. They just need to find better ways of dealing with conflicts. I don't know why they always think they must go that crude way. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the older people, supposed to have the experience and maturity to put something in place, we vote for them, some of them, who have the skill of social administration. And one of the things that I remember that we talked about and we boasted about a lot about being from the Caribbean is the peaceful atmosphere. Okay? So that's one of the things that we boasted about. And people talked about you can go about your business and things like that. That part
for us, it is so hard to when you order a pad for your car or you order a fridge or a television or anything, it takes weeks and months and all kind of rigmajig to get it here. And people have guns willy-nilly here. I don't understand it. Where are these guns coming from? Where?
Oh, well, somebody knows. Just fine who knows.
And we don't have any gun factory here. So where are they coming from and how are they getting into the country? Because when I order anything, everything is searched before I get it. And I mean, and when you get it, bring in a barrel of food or anything like that, it's thrown all out. I remember going to the port at Christmas time, and there was a bottle of sugar, and the custom officer literally turned the sugar up, turned the sugar down, turned the sugar up, turned the sugar down. So how are these guns getting in here?
So,
I don't know.
You know, well, before we get to how the guns get here, is there something that our leaders can do to, we should be asking, of course, we should be asking, what is the cause of the desire to have a gun? And because a gun does only one thing. A gun is an instrument of destruction. Which means that if you have the desire to own a gun, you have plans of destroying something or somebody, most often somebody. So where did we get developed this passion for that weapon?
You're
willing to pay so much money for it, and you can get it through the customs department without being seen. Like you say, even the sugar that's coming to people to eat is very well searched. And, you know, well, maybe they think that the gun is in the sugar.
I don't know. And then the young people, a little conflict, because you have a gun, you take it up. A conflict between you and a woman. What's the gun for?
Well, you see, that's the thing. You need to heal. We need to heal that some treatment that heal the minds of our people, because all I'm saying is that the injury wasn't there when we were growing up, but with passage of time and succeeding generation, the injury to the mind becomes worse. So it has reached a stage now where it's backfiring in such a way as to make us fearful, not just the uncomfortable, but we are living in fear. And that's no way to live in a civilized, or what's supposed to be a civilized society. So, our people and our leaders, we as a people and our leaders, got a lot of work to do. And we as a people have to demand that those we appoint, whether by election or whatever manner, we have to demand that those we selected for our leadership, those we select for the administration of our social institutions, are held accountable for the defects and failures of those entities. But we got to make them accountable.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I've been through a couple of governments. I just, my thing is, I don't know.
I don't know. I really didn't know.
The loss of principle, the loss of concern, what is it? But something.
But before
right.
we get to the government, I think some of this should start at home. And it should start with you as a human being. Now, if you have a girlfriend or a wife or a side chick or whatever you want to call them, and she and whatever it is happening, you say you love this person, why you take a gun up? You can't talk? There's no way of talking things out? Why a gun?
No, because we have a very difficult time with communication, and
oh.
and that is indicative of some form of failure in our education system. What are we preparing our students for? And we're preparing them to communicate and communicate effectively. So if you don't have that means of communication, you use that which is available to you. If you are defective because of whatever reason, and one of those reasons could be ignorance, one of those reasons could be arrogance, one of those reasons could be egotism,
yep.
if that's all you've got going for you, then that
wow.
is what's going to dictate your behavior pattern.
Wow.
And those are symptoms of an infection that can be treated. And that infection has to be treated on an institutional
mm-hmm.
level in the same way that it occurred. It occurred institutionally. And so it has to be treated institutionally to have its effect. Last week you talked about, you know, the poor state of the hospital. That's part of the state of this conflict. Okay? That two people cannot have a conflict and have the maturity of intelligence and consciousness to resolve the conflict between them. Because
and if you can't resolve, walk away.
Can't resolve it. Well, that's part of the resolution. Sometimes the way to fight is by not picking up a weapon. Sometimes the best way to fight is by not picking up a weapon. To walk away.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So,
well, if you think you're getting too hot, walk away and cool down and try to make amends otherwise. I just want to appeal to the young people to just think. Think before you act. I mean, there's so much consequences after you pull that trigger. Just
mm-hmm.
think. You have young children to deal with. You have business. You have your whole life ahead of you. So, I mean, just think. You know, I used to tell my children when they were growing up, I said, when you think that you want to do something stupid, just remember it's not going to affect you alone. It's going to affect your mother, your father, your grandparents, your friends, your godparents. I mean, all the people who associate and are looking to you to be a fine young man or woman. Just think. It's not going to affect you alone. And so don't be selfish because it's going to affect so many other people.
Well,
you know, and so
again,
they need to just think.
Well, you think thinking is something that you're taught to do. Okay?
Yeah, before you act,
so
you think
it's part of
the consequences.
Right. It's part of the institutional process. What you think of, the way you think and what you're thinking of could be part of an institutional process. So somehow that institutional process has been compromised, whether it's through church, through the school, through whatever, in whichever institution, through government, through the home, through whichever institution. That manner, that pattern of thought, or that institutionalized formula for how we think and what you think has been compromised. So it's now having no effect, or people have gone haywire and think that a gun is better to resolve a conflict, a mere quarrel over what, sometimes nothing, than to talk it out.
Yep.
And it is not just among people who we consider to be social deviants. We see that expression in the people that we select as leaders. Because nobody's going to, you know, I'm going to take the position that a conflict, the kind of conflict that I would like to talk about in isolation, though, arose among people who we selected for leadership recently. And they cannot come to each other and say, let's resolve this conflict this way. And these are supposed to be our best and our brightest that we have chosen for leadership. If they can't do it, what do you expect from the people who wouldn't even consider qualified to tie their shoes?
Yeah.
So,
anyway, I want before we close out, I want to say sympathy greetings to Kathleen on the passing of her aunt. She's traveled to the funeral. I just hope everything will go well. Last week we had Dawn's mom. This week we have Kathleen, I'm telling you.
And a lot more.
Everything gets better with time. Uh-huh.
Let me offer the people, you know, Bob Marley's commentary from so long ago.
No problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look more jokes.
Marley commenting that there was so much trouble in the world. But you know what? Bob Marley did something else. He memorialized the Honorable Haile Selassie's explanation for the reason for all this trouble. And I just commented earlier how, on the one hand, a senator, a man in the position of power and authority, carries the mandate of a people, can suggest something as gruesome and brutal as hanging people from trees in public in the 21st century. On the other hand, I also commented about a man whose ancestors was the target of this public display of contempt, is suggesting that he's thankful for that contempt because it is our salvation. Here's Bob Marley, who memorialized the words of the Honorable Haile Selassie in music.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war.
Hi.
It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war, that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, where everywhere is.
Good morning, Dennis. Dennis is blessing us with his presence. Good morning, Dennis. Can you come in?
Yes, good morning. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing
Hello?
You now. Yes.
Okay. Yes, that's better. Sorry, I heard your comment regarding the Tennessee representative and the noted silence of the majority. You know,
right.
That is definitely no difference to the DeSantis law banning the teaching of black history. Notice also that in spite of the position of the current Republican Party, there are still a loud silence among Republican supporters. Is this what you call apathy, or is it something else? I do not need to spell out the misgivings of those denying the elections, those supporting the actions of the Russian tyrants, those in the party denying the neighborly concern of giving your neighbor a bottle of water. while they are waiting to vote. Are we so blind as to not see the barbarity and cruelty on display here? Citizens must deny their right to vote for a drink of water. This is in the 21st century. Things is really, really bad. So I heard your comment, and I was moved to make an addition to what you've said. I do not disagree with you, but there's a clear level of what I charitably call apathy, but it must be more than apathy, because none of us in the 21st century should miss all those signs on the writing is definitely on the wall. Thanks, and back to you.
Well, what do you think? I also talked about the former fire chief in former Atlanta fire chief, and I'm curious to question whether or not, when he gets to publicly make statements like this, doesn't that embolden people like Ron DeSantis or Senator Sherrill, Paul Sherrill? Doesn't his statement suggesting that black people should be thankful for slavery?
It's the drip by
doesn't
drip.
That embolden people like that?
Now, of course, and it's the drip by drip effect we're looking at. Remember when Trump came up and started making those comments that he was making about the SO countries and so on, and we heard nothing rather than we heard people trying to defend the comments. We also see DeSantis making his comments before all the fire chief and the other one. It's all a drip-by-drip effect, started by one and is now so filled because of the fact that we're not hearing any blowback from members of the public or from even the party supporters. Know then that they are fully aware of what's going on, and they must be supportive of it. If they were not, the silence would not be there. Back to you.
The silence grants permission. Is that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Lynette, you didn't have a chance to comment on the thing. Did you want to?
No, I don't. I don't really know anything about what's
okay,
you know,
well, just
I don't even follow the news. I don't even follow the news on the TV or anything like that. It's just so much out there.
Well, we should.
Exactly. Exactly.
Should,
and that's why,
it affects you, and ultimately it affects you and your family and others. So don't fall into that trap of ignoring it because it's so outrageous or because you don't think it's at any rate, thanks for your condolences, messages of condolences. As you know, I'm here in London, and it is a cold day. It is an overcast day, and I saw the sun for just 2 minutes. So you can imagine, yes, it's almost 5 o'clock my time, and I know it's coming up to closing time for you. So I want to take this time to say thank you, and I look forward to getting back locally where I can have more time and effort. In the meantime, thank you, and I will be signing off at this point. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
goodbye
Dennis.
For now.
Thank you, Dennis,
bye-bye.
For coming in.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Dennis over there,
yes,
in London. He's there to prepare for the final rites of his mom, and we convey our condolences to him as well. We've been doing that a lot these days, but you know, we appreciate and we thank Dennis for coming in to offer his comments. He never hesitates to do that, and we appreciate those comments as well. And like I was saying, Lynn, you know, these are the essences of what Marley was talking of why he memorialized, I should say what Haile Selassie was talking about back in 1936 and again in a public sphere in 1960.
And could you imagine, the song is so relevant right now.
It's relevant right now. So You know, it's,
but
it's,
you know,
it's,
the
it's,
whole
it's
world, the whole world is just confused and mixed up. It's even the weather. This is March, and look at the amount of snow on the ground in Canada, in England, in the United States. I mean, it's amazing. Look at the amount of snow that, that they had in California the other day. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, we've been talking about climate change, and climate change was orchestrated through the same efforts at social development as the humanization of black people. It's the same thing. We've got to fulfill our social objectives, and we cannot respect the environment because that would get in the way. We cannot respect humanhood because that would get in our way. So therefore,
yep,
our technology supersedes everything. And the thing is that we became attracted to this technology.
Yep.
And we allowed it. We allowed it to distract us.
It's a sad situation.
From the destruction that came along alongside it. Let me get off the people one thing more. This one from Shardster. Can only visualize annihilation.
no, no, no.
In a time, you are near, here.
Oh, no, no, no.
And every day is more talk about revolution here. Lord, I say that the time has come for us to get on our knees and lift our head to the trees, to the very, very sky above you.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Let there be happiness in our soul.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Let there be love, not hate in our way. Oh, for the day when he comes down in all his glory and say, let there be peace and all them fighting. High above you.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Let there be happiness in our soul.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Let there be love, not hate in our world. Oh, for the day when he comes down in all his glory and say, let there be peace and all them fighting.
Yes, I don't.
Yes, that was King Shortstone, and this was from way back
very
pretty. way back in 1976, registering
and still relevant for today.
Yeah, his concern about why he laments the condition of the world that we live in, and we still
very fitting, very fitting,
happening and getting worse. So the literature is out there, the information is out there. Lucky for us here in the Caribbean, we didn't have to go search a library someplace at Harvard or Yale or Oxford or Cambridge to get this information, because our storytellers in true African tradition brought us the message, and they brought us the message with music. That's what the Calypsonian was about. And that's the role that they continue to fulfill, the storyteller of African ancestry, of African culture, passing on the message. The problem is, though, we did not adopt and internalize the message. And so we find ourselves today in a situation where our lives are at stake. We have to navigate a socioculture that is detrimental to our existence, our very existence, and pretend that we are doing okay. Anyway, your comment, Lynette?
Well, I was just going to say, I listened to the whole show. It was a good show. And ask everybody to think before you act, you know. And everybody have a good week coming up, a week ahead of us.
Let me just bring Marjorie in to say her, to make her comments and say her goodbye. Marjorie, come on in. Okay. He's probably Marjorie. Not hearing me.
Marjorie, good morning. Okay. Well, afternoon now.
Okay. I guess that's it. Anyway, it was wonderful, as usual.
They bringing to you a better world for them. I think they can make
done. So that we can Ava, you're in?
I'm here, but I'm hearing you.
No, I thought Ava was trying to get in. Yes, look, it's about closing time now, and let me see how wonderful it has been and has always been for us to bring us your fans this show on a Saturday morning. We try to be provocative, inviting, entertaining, and provide you with something that you could take away from us for the day, for an entertaining day. Whether it's the inspiration, education, the sports, we always hope that you get something from us that will invite you to come back with us next week. Because I'll be here. It's a joy to bring you this. And so I'll be back next week. Until then, I want to have all friends, fans, and supporters to have a great week. Lola.
Yes, I know. In the meantime, we'll just step on over to tomorrow's Sports and the Cricket Show. At 6 o'clock until 9 in the p.m. So, if you snooze, you lose. It's a program that you're going to want to listen to. West Indies went down. I'm sure that's going to be some conversation. England went down, having sent in us, who they played against again?
New Zealand.
Yes, and lost a nail biter. So there's going to be much discussion about that. India with this dirt buster over there against Australia. I wonder if they're going to ban those pitches over in India. So tomorrow, be sure to join the conversation, 6 until 9. So, Colonel, you would have given your thanks to the Antigua Care, Marjorie, Donna, Lynette. We know Kathleen is tendering to the sick and maybe the dying. We have, what's his name there? Dennis Heath over in the UK. He too was with us this morning. He texted and said he was hearing us loud and clear. So, somebody saying something? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ivor.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Ivor.
So, yes, again. So, Kathleen, may the good Lord be with you and just be comforted knowing that we are with you. You are never alone. So, until next week, folks, when we join you again at 9 o'clock in the morning, you make it a good week. Next week. So much is not there to say the tara. Last week she said it. So let me go ahead and then see you next week. Tara. Mm-hmm.